Chapter 371, Seeking Forgiveness. Allah the Exalted says, "And ask forgiveness for your sin," 47:19. "And seek the forgiveness of Allah. Certainly, Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful," 4:106. "And declare the freedom of your Rabb from imperfection, beginning with His praise, and ask His forgiveness. Verily, He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives." 110:3. "For al-muttaqun, the pious, there are gardens, Jannah, with their Rabb, underneath which rivers flow. Therein is their eternal home. And azwajun, mutahharatun, purified mates or wives. And Allah will be pleased with them. And Allah is all-seer of His slaves. Those who say, 'Our Rabb, we have indeed believed, so forgive us our sins and save us from the punishment of the fire.' They are those who are patient, those who are true in faith, words, and deeds, and obedient with sincere devotion in worship to Allah. Those who spend, give the zakat and alms in the way of Allah, and those who pray and beg Allah's pardon in the last hours of the night." 3:15-17. "And whoever does evil or wrongs himself but afterwards seeks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah oft forgiving, most merciful." 4:110. "And Allah would not punish them while you, Muhammad, peace be upon him, are amongst them, nor will He punish them while they seek Allah's forgiveness." 8:33. "And those who, when they have committed fahisha, illegal sexual intercourse, or wronged themselves with evil, remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their sins, and none can forgive sins but Allah, and do not persist in what wrong they have done while they know." 3:135. The Quranic ayat on the subject are many and well known. 1869. Al-Aghr al-Muzani radiyallahu anhu said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Sometimes I perceive a veil over my heart, and I supplicate Allah for forgiveness 100 times in a day.'" Muslim. Commentary. Ghan and gham are two synonyms. They signify the spreading of the clouds. It refers in this hadith to the fact that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was reciting the names of Allah and remembering Him all the time. But sometimes, due to being too busy in the affairs of the public or due to human needs, there was a pause in this eternal remembrance. Although such a pause was only momentary, this momentary pause was very much disliked by him, and considering it a slackness on his part, he prayed for forgiveness from Allah. In this, there is an important lesson for us. In spite of our many sins and negligence on our part, we do not turn to Allah and seek forgiveness. Although our Prophet, peace be upon him, had all his past and future sins forgiven by Allah, he sought forgiveness very often. 1870. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, 'I swear by Allah that I seek Allah's pardon and turn to Him in repentance more than 70 times a day.'" Al-Bukhari. 1871. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'By the one in whose hand my soul is, if you do not commit sins, Allah would replace you with a people who would commit sins and seek forgiveness from Allah, and Allah will certainly forgive them.'" Muslim. Commentary. This hadith does not mean that Allah likes disobedience, but by this way of description, the aim is to emphasize the importance of seeking forgiveness from committing a sin. Do not stick to it, but right away seek forgiveness for their sins from Allah. They weep and express sorrow before Allah. By seeking forgiveness, a relationship with Allah is established between man and his Creator. So seeking forgiveness is a very good act. 1872. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, "We counted messengers saying 100 times during one single sitting, 'Rabbaghfirli wa tub alay, innaka anta tawwabur rahim.' 'My Rabb, forgive me and pardon me. Indeed, you are the oft returning with compassion and ever merciful.'" Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith tells us about the etiquette of praying to Allah. We should use the names of Allah befitting our prayers. i.e. the names of Allah signifying those attributes of Allah which have a special concern with the subject of our particular prayer, i.e. while seeking forgiveness, His names concerning His attributes of forgiveness and kindness should be used. On the other hand, while praying for worldly matters, we should mention His qualities of charity and bestowing gifts, etc. 1873. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, If anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah, Allah will appoint for him a way out of every distress and a relief from every anxiety, and will provide sustenance for him from where he expects not. Abu Daud. Commentary. The chain of this narration is weak. Refer to the Book of Weak Narrations by Al-Albani, Volume 1, page 142, number 705. 1874. Ibn Mas'ud said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He who says, I seek the forgiveness of Allah. There is no true God except Allah, the ever-living, the self-subsisting, and I turn to him in repentance, his sins will be forgiven, even if he should have run away from the battlefield while he was engaged in fighting for the cause of Allah. Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi and Al-Hakim. On the conditions of Al-Bukhari and Muslim for accepting hadith. Commentary. When we say that this narration fulfills the conditions of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, it means that its narrators are the narrators of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Secondly, in this selection, those conditions have also been kept in view, which are the landmark of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1875. Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu anhu said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, The best supplication for seeking forgiveness, Sayyidul Istighfar, is to say, O Allah, You are my Rabb. There is no true God except You. You have created me, and I am your slave, and I hold to your covenant as far as I can. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge the favors that you have bestowed upon me, and I confess my sins. Pardon me, for none but you has the power to pardon. He who supplicates in these terms during the day with firm belief in it and dies on the same day before the evening, he will be one of the dwellers of Jannah. And if anyone supplicates in these terms during the night with firm belief in it and dies before the morning, he will be one of the dwellers of Jannah. Al-Bukhari. 1876. Toban radiallahu anhu reported, Whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, finished his salat, prayer, he would beg forgiveness three times by saying Astaghfirullah three times, and then he would say Allahumma antas salamu wa minkas salamu tabarakta ya zal jalali wal ikram. O Allah, you are the bestower of security, and security comes from you. Blessed are you, O possessor of glory and honor. Imam Al-Ozai, one of the sub-narrators of this hadith, was asked, How forgiveness should be sought? He replied, I say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. I seek forgiveness from Allah. I seek forgiveness from Allah. Muslim. Commentary. This dua was a sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and it is highly recommended to recite it after Salat. 1877. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, Prior to his demise, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to supplicate frequently. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi astaghfirullah wa atuba ilayhi. Allah is free from imperfection, and I begin with praising Him. I beg forgiveness from Allah, and I turn to Him in repentance. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. In general, asking of forgiveness all the time is necessary and commendable. But during the old age and the last days of one's life, it is particularly very essential. In this way, the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, would also be followed. 1878. Anas radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, Allah the Exalted has said, O son of Adam, peace be upon him, I shall go on forgiving you. So long as you pray to me and aspire for my forgiveness, whatever may be your sins, O son of Adam, peace be upon him, I do not care even if your sins should pile up to the sky, and should you beg pardon of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, peace be upon him, If you come to me with an earth full of sins and meet me, not associating anything with me in worship, I will certainly grant you as much pardon as will fill the earth. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. In this narration, there is good news for the sinners who do not stick to sins, but rather repent and ask forgiveness from Allah. However numerous their sins may be, Allah will forgive all their sins. But there is a condition which they should fulfill, namely, that they do not persist in what wrong they have done. 3.135. As with persistence and repeatedly committing the sin, the act of seeking forgiveness becomes a futile act. 1879. Ibn Umar Raziullah Anhuma said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O women folk, you should give charity and be diligent in seeking Allah's forgiveness, because I have seen, i.e. on the night of ascension to the highest heavens, that dwellers of the hell are women. A woman amongst them said, why is it that the majority of the dwellers of hell are women? The Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, you curse frequently and are ungrateful to your husbands. In spite of your lacking in wisdom and failing in religion, you are depriving the wisest of men of their intelligence. Upon this, the woman asked, what is the deficiency in our wisdom and in our religion? He, peace be upon him, replied, your lack of wisdom can be well judged from the fact that the evidence of two women is equal to that of one man. You do not offer salat, prayer, for some days, and you do not fast the whole of Ramadan sometimes. It is a deficiency in religion. Muslim. Commentary. 1. In this narration, certain weaknesses of the female sex have been pointed out, which are natural and pertain to the woman's biology, psychology, and embryology. According to biologists, during and before menstruation, a female's thought process is affected. Similarly, her pulse and blood pressure are also altered. Females are also more prone to hysteria. For these reasons, the Quran has declared that when you have to appoint or choose witnesses among women, you should choose two in place of one man. Modern researchers have proved this rule to be correct on the basis of biology, psychology, and embryology. Again, we know that physically speaking, the female has been named as the weaker sex. For these reasons, females have been excused from earning their livelihood. For earning livelihood, one may have to go out and work hard. Women have been exempted from this duty because of their biological differences and other considerations of Sharia. Present-day women who are ignorant of Islam and modern researchers are not prepared to accept these scientifically and religiously proved facts. The West claims equality between the sexes, but this equality has not been established so far. Today, all the important posts are occupied by males, and all the international policies are framed by them alone. Even matters pertaining to women are decided by them. They have mostly relegated them to the posts of workers, secretaries, and stenographers for their sexual satisfaction and enjoyment. After a struggle for 100 years, their condition today proves that they are the weaker sex. So, it is both beneficial and more respectful for her to limit herself to the sphere of action suggested for her by Islam. If she oversteps her sphere, she will certainly lose her female dignity and prestige, as has happened in the West. Her state and condition there is an eye-opener for all. 2. Women should request forgiveness from Allah very often and be generous in charity. They should not show ungratefulness to their husbands and should avoid backbiting and cursing others so that they may save themselves from hell.